This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Anchor by Spotify. And if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. No specialty training or equipment needed. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast worldwide on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, like I've been saying, Anchor is totally free. It's free. Download the Anchor app today or go to anchor.fm to get started and make your podcast dreams a reality. That's anchor.fm. What are you waiting for? Download the app. Order up! It's been a while, but we're back in the saddle. It's time for us to order up.
Order up, order up.
This week, in honor of the Pro Bowl, we're going to come up with the best ways to spend your free time during Super Bowl Media Week. From 5 to 1, who you got?
I'm going to allude to you to get us started on this one. You know, new year, new thing. See what you got.
All right. So, for me, number 5, watching paint dry blindfolded. No, in all seriousness, there's lots of great new shows out there. There are lots of great things that you can watch on Netflix. So, we can definitely find some things that we can do. For me, my 5 shows that I'm kind of interested in now. Number 5, Harry and Meghan. I didn't think I would be into it. You know, I'm not a royal. I'm not a royal by any means of the... I didn't watch the wedding. I didn't do any of that. But you know what? It's fascinating.
So whose side are you on in this?
I'm only through episode 2. Okay. So I'm being impartial.
People have to tune in next week to find out whose side you're really on here.
Absolutely. Like, I still have more to do. Like, I watched the 60 Minutes interview, and I was intrigued. I was hooked. So, like, I definitely went in, and now we're watching, you know, my girl and I, we are watching the documentary. Yeah,
girl. You can't call your girl anymore, man. She is your fiance.
That is true. Yes, that is true. That is true.
She's gonna listen to this and she's gonna be very offended.
My fiance, I love you, baby.
My fiance.
Yes, absolutely. Number 4.
Maybe the dingo ate your baby.
Well, Seinfeld reruns are always good on the list. But number 4, gotten into Kim's Convenience. That's another one that I've really started watching lately. Like, I know it's older, you know, but it hasn't been, it's been out for a little bit, but, you know, it's hilarious. Like, that show is just really good. If you have not watched Kim's Convenience, definitely give it a go. It's worth it. Number 3, I'm gonna rewatch the Royal Rumble. Like, I'm going to rewatch the Royal Rumble from this year. Like, I heard Cody Rhodes won. Like, I'm very interested to see.
I was about to say, are you rewatching it to see if somebody different might win? I
mean, you know, I just want to see if there's some kind of Mandela effect. You know, I just want, you know, maybe that somehow Roman Reigns wins, like, even though he's the champion.
I believe Rhodes won from the 25 spot, which seems to be a very popular spot to win from, I hear.
Yeah, I mean, he's coming back from the torn pec. You know, he was gone for years. He was in AEW, but now he's back. And
from what I understand now, you have a choice, right? When you win, you could either get your match at WrestleMania, or I think you get a match on, like, Raw or SmackDown or something like that. Like, it's not used to be whenever you won the Rumble, you were the headliner at WrestleMania. I think it's changed a little bit.
It used to be a guaranteed main event, but now, like, WrestleMania is now over 2 days now, so you can be on, like, the main event of night 1 or night 2.
Gotcha.
So it's very interesting to see. I mean, the shows are like 7-8 hours long, so it's like, you know, definitely splitting it up is a great way to go. Number two, Golden Girls reruns. You really can't go wrong with the Golden Girls. It is a fantastic show, and it's still poignant to this day. It is still poignant to this day. You know, that some of the humor, some of that humor was way ahead of its time. And for me, number one, I have an AP, I have a Calculus 2 class that I'm taking. So, like, to do my master's degree. So, I am going to be deep
you
in
math. Foolish, foolish man. Oh, hey, God.
I am, oh. You know, tell me how I took this 20 years ago and it makes more sense now than it did then.
Yeah, because your mind is able to open up and comprehend it more. But, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You got to do what you got
to
do.
Rudiment, yeah, I took rudiments to calculus freshman year, and then I had to take calculus one and calculus two in my junior year or sophomore year.
Oof.
Yeah, it was woo.
It's rough, man. Woo. It is rough, but it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be way more interesting than whatever questions they're gonna ask at Super Bowl Media Day. Like, if you were a cloud, what kind of cloud would you be?
Cumulus, those baby. Cumulus nimbus.
Give me a nice white puffy cloud. That's all I want to be, is a nice white puffy cloud on a beautiful day. But those are mine. What are yours?
All right, well, I went a different route on this one. So number five coming in, I got catching up on all the weekend projects that I didn't do during football season. Like, you know, fixing a garage door panel, doing a little painting, unpacking as I moved into a new home. So just things that I've been putting off because football just takes over my Sundays, Mondays, and Thursdays. Number four, I have actually shopping for the big game. We like to do a theme in my house for the Super Bowl. So whatever team wins, you know, we try to get something cultural from that town. So we've got, you know, Kansas City. So we're going to try to do some barbecue. You know, that's the route we're going to go. And for maybe like some little Philly cheesesteak egg rolls, that might be fun.
Solid.
You know, solid. Maybe get a recipe from you.
Either that or, you know, we can go back to Barley House. Like, those are really good egg rolls.
Yes. Yes.
Shameless plug, Barley House. Really good stuff.
The next up I have is staying warm because it is going to be 5 degrees next week. Early in the week, so just staying in and trying to keep warm and staying warm in the house. And then number two, which I'm going to plug infamously, is find your favorite parlay and throw some big money on it. I just joined FanDuel and I'm enjoying it, so that would be my number two. And the number one thing is spend time with family. You know, you kind of toss them to the side and get angry with them when your fantasy player doesn't finish his game. So, you know, you've taken it out on the ones you've loved for the last couple of days, last couple of weeks, last couple of months. So it's spending some time with them, making them remember that you love them.
And that's important, you know, like we sometimes lose sight of that, especially as we're doing this. You know, we're just laser focused on what we're trying to do, trying to make sure that we're seeing everything, or, you know, at least looking into and researching everything, that we can sometimes lose that. So it's definitely important that we touch base with, you know, the ones that we love and, you know, remind them that, you know, that we do care, and, you know, the sacrifice that they're making for us to do what we're doing right here. Because what we're doing, I mean, that's fun. Like, this is fun. Like, I'm not, you know.
Oh, it's a riot.
Oh, it's absolutely, it's fantastic. But the sacrifice that they're making so that we can do this and have fun doing it, you know, it's something that, you know, can sometimes be taken for granted. So anytime we can catch up and, you know, let them know that we care, I think that's an important message to send.
On a side note, I've recently learned that Babe Ruth is buried in my town, so I plan on checking his gravestone out in the next 6 months.
Well, there you go.
Very nice, very nice, up in the gates of heaven.
There you go. Like, that might be, it definitely might be a little fade route field trip for sure.
Possibly.
If you want to get on the action, we want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter @faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us, in crowd.